The North. Kiwetnong. Now it's time to slow down from the business of birth and death, the continuum of death and rebirth. Here in the northern direction is the rest period. Some call it the remembrance period, because after death, you rest, and you contemplate what has happened. But rest is also used here to be mindful of the physical body, to remember to care for and nurture our physical bodies. When they are tired, rest them, just as in the winter the earth rests from her labors. When they are hungry, feed them, and know what you are ingesting. What is good food for the body? This is a time of reflection on being a child, a youth, and an adult. And so it is here that we honor our elders. This is where they reside, along with the pipe carriers and the lodge keepers, because their ceremonies provide us with teachings of the whole medicine wheel in all the directions. They also help us make peace through embracing all those aspects of ourselves, the child, the youth, and the adult, so that we may be able to feel and experience the fullness of self. This is a place of wisdom. And so it is here during the winter months that the elders share their stories and teachings. In honor of this storytelling time, I too will share a story. Years ago, we were prohibited from visiting Dreamer's Rock. It is a sacred place in our territory where our people would go for vision quests. In 1968, that ban was lifted, and we were able to go back and do our ceremonies. At this time, I became involved with the community because I believed in the value of our teachings and ceremonies. But I had to first regain that fire. I'll never forget it. In the first Sweat Lodge ceremony, the elder told us that the spirits that came into the lodge were hungry. He said, I asked them what they needed, and they said, Bakadame, Jamjanong, we are hungry. Feed us. Something inside of me stirred. I remembered as a child, my grandmother used to say, we will feed them. Those that went ahead, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, all our relations. She would then prepare food and burn it on the stove until the smoke from it permeated the whole house. It was like the essence of their lives filled our home and reminded us of how they contributed to our life's journey, and that was a good feeling. I knew then, deep inside, spirit spoke to me. I knew what I had to do. And so I went back home and called every household I knew. I said, we're having a celebration. Can you donate some food? Yes, yes, yes. Everyone agreed. People were awakening to something that they knew existed before. So we prepared the spirit plate. Every spoonful of food that was donated was put on that plate. And it was a heaping plate because there was so much food. We took that plate along with our tobacco to the fire and prayed. Please hear us, we said. Grandfathers, grandmothers, ancestors, all our relations, please hear us. We are here now. Have pity on us. We had forgotten to feed you. You have lived a long time without food, and now we are here to honor you. Please come and feast with us. As we put the food down, I could actually see those spirit hands grasping for that food because they were starving. It was at that moment that I began to cry because I could feel my reconnection to this circle, and so as I share this story with you, I am sharing how I became reconnected with my ancestors. It is through them that we learn the sacred teachings that they carried. I cherish this story because It is not only about an awakening inside of me, but an awakening of a community that came together to celebrate a way of being and spiritual nourishment. We still go back to our original teachings because that's where our food for life comes from, to nurture that spirit that is forever searching in life's journey. And so I am grateful to all of my teachers and all of life's teachings. This is what we learn from the four stages of the medicine wheel, that all of life's cycle is beautiful, the sadness and the joy, life and death, and that they are all one, and there is life in death, death in life, and that beauty itself resides within the balance of the whole circle. And so now we have come full circle, and I give thanks to the eastern doorway. I say, Miigwech. To the southern doorway, I say, Miigwech. To the western doorway, Miigwech. And to the northern doorway, Miigwech.